episode 61. We are not joined by Ben this evening. I feel like everybody's already on their phones, and we've been on the podcast for like 7 seconds.
I was pulling open my notes.
I was reading the Hangouts thing with us and Kat.
Oh.
Because I ignore my Hangouts because you guys blow up my phone. Thanks for messing with my mic, dude.
I was aligning your microphone. God, this bed fucking sucks. I'm sitting on a bed, by the way. But underneath this part of the bed, the things are broken, so the bed just like flips up every time I sit down. It's pretty tragic.
Oh, man. So, last podcast, I mentioned how I was going to the Daytona 500.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And,
yes.
You can still sit.
It was yes. Straight
if you wanted. I know. This is actually kind of comfortable.
Okay. Then you're good. Sorry.
I was readjusting to match the mic for the listeners. But, yeah. So, that was an interesting experience getting ready to go there. I don't think I explained to y'all what I went through that Friday.
Other than booking the room, no.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm at work, right? And I'm thinking, okay, Nikki and I are going to go to Daytona right after I get off work, which is around 8 p.m. So I was planning on driving to Daytona, which would take about maybe 3 hours. And I was expecting to get there around like 11, you know, before midnight.
Yeah, not super late, but late.
All right. Well, as I go to, because I'm like the last person that leaves with another guy. And he's like, hey, all right, I got to go run some errands. So once it hits 8, I'm going to head out. It's like, yeah, sure, fine. It hits 8. He runs out. I'm taking my time and stuff. You know, a couple extra minutes is nice on the paycheck, whatever.
Right, yeah, it always helps. Every minute helps.
And I look through the drawer. My keys aren't there. I'm thinking, where the hell are my keys? Are they in my bag? Nope. Are they in my pocket? Nope. They're locked in my Jeep in the ignition.
Oh, phenomenal.
I remembered I came to work early that day, so I was eating my breakfast in my Jeep.
Right, I've done that before.
And my keys kept beeping, so I pulled them out, but they still hung there.
Right, you like only partially out.
Yeah. So that was a thing. So I called Nikki, and I was like, hey, Nikki, come bring a hanger and a couple paint scrapers. I'm going to break into my Jeep. It turns out that she didn't have many wire hangers. She had one of those ones with the paper on the bottom. So it was only half a hanger, which wasn't long enough.
Which I didn't know.
Yeah, it's not your fault. You know, whatever.
That's not common knowledge. Like, I thought there was a metal piece in between there. I'm like...
Yeah, I broke into a car. Okay, but in a similar situation to yours, where somebody I knew had locked their keys in the car, I successfully broke in with a coat hanger.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah. I felt like a badass, gonna be honest.
Well, so I'm like, okay, let me call my dad to see if he has any tools. Called him. He goes, oh, yeah, your insurance offers recovery. I was like, okay, I'll call my insurance provider. I was on the phone with them for 40 minutes on hold.
That sounds like MetroCon when Ben, when I took Ben's keys and he got locked out of the car and he called their emergency line and was on hold for like 20 minutes until his phone died. It's like, this is the emergency line. I could be dying right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, it wasn't, you know, we weren't in any danger, but they were like, due to a high volume of calls because of the snow up north, we can't help you down south.
It's like, gee, thanks, assholes.
So, you know, I waited on the line for them for like 40 minutes, which is a long time.
Yeah.
You know, so by now, with Nikki having to drive like half an hour to get to me in the 40 minutes, now we're over an hour, so it's 9 o'clock now. And so then we have Nikki call her insurance provider, which is a completely different one.
Mm-hmm.
They were also having issues connecting. So then Nikki thought maybe the cops could help because they helped in Chicago before.
Okay.
They were like, when they picked up and they said, no, because there's not a living creature in there, we can't help you out.
I swear I saw a lizard in there earlier, officer. He is dying. He needs your assistance.
But yeah, so that was a thing. So three people we called couldn't help us, and now it's been like 2 hours. So then Nikki's finally like, all right, we're going to call a locksmith because all the other stores to get the breaking kit were closed by this time.
Right.
And we called a locksmith, and it was like, you know, $60, not terrible. Nikki was gracious enough to pay for it, but her insurance will refund her.
Well, that's
you
good.
Better refund me or someone's getting my foot up their ass.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking, you know, I should probably buy a locksmithing kit or whatever. Yeah. But then I was thinking, the only time I would really need one is if I locked my keys in my car. And where would I keep my locksmithing kit? In my car. But actually, my car, I'm lucky enough that since it's that NFC opening or whatever, I can't actually lock my keys in my car.
Yeah, because they'll start beeping and stuff.
Well, yeah, and if I like lock the door and close it, the door unlocks and it opens back up.
It must be nice.
Yeah, it is. Or sometimes, though, it's annoying. Like, if I put my keys in my backpack and I put my backpack in my trunk, the trunk won't close. It's very annoying. But all in all, it's actually a good thing. But
it is nice, yeah.
But it's annoying. It's like, why the fuck will the... I get it now.
Yeah. No, we got to Daytona at 3 in the morning.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That sounds
We're lovely. Like 2:55 a.m.
Although, from what it looked like, 3 in the morning. Pictures look pretty fun. Wait a second. Holy shit. What hotel were you staying at?
The Regency.
I don't actually know which hotel I'm staying at. I just booked one for a cheerleading competition in Daytona, me and Ben. And we get like the floor plan for it. And it's like, holy shit, this is awesome. It has a fucking laundry room in it.
Like, oh, this one did.
In the hotel room.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? I've never seen that before. Yeah. Anyway, the reason I brought that up is because the pictures looked really nice for the hotel you were at.
Yeah, we had the end room. So we had two balconies, a fully furnished kitchen, a queen bed and all that kind of stuff, and a pretty large tub.
Big ass tub. Oh my God.
Pretty awesome.
That's like, I could live with that as an apartment.
Yeah, well, like, from the looks of it, I could too.
My brother said the same thing.
Yeah, I can live with this.
Well, from my understanding, because I booked it with somebody else on the team, so they're the one who like found the deal or whatever. I guess there's two parts of this hotel. One that are like hotel rooms and one that's more like a condo.
Okay.
Yet,
long-term visiting for families.
Yeah, but they were still, for me, you know, it was two nights. So I don't know what the deal is with that. Maybe because it was the cheerleading event that you're doing it. Anyway, so it's only like $140 a night, which is super cheap for that. And I don't remember where I was going with this. Oh, other than the fact that I guess it's kind of like a house. And one of the options we had was a two-bedroom.
Okay.
Which like had two separate bedrooms. But the one we ended up getting has one master bedroom and then like a pull-out couch. So,
okay, yeah. One place I saw was actually really cool. It was one of those like a very beachy type beach shack, you know,
okay.
But it was a hotel. And I was like, yeah, I guess I could stay here. It's, you know, pricey, but all the hotels were pricey because of Daytona.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's Daytona and the Daytona 500. Yeah. So.
And I was looking. I'm like, huh, I wonder what size the bed is. I'm clicking through the photos. Where the hell is the bed? It was a, what's the bed that you want?
A Murphy bed.
It was a Murphy bed. The bed was in the wall and the couch slid in front of the bed. I'm like, this is a freaking party hotel.
Yeah.
The bed folds up into the wall and there's couching. There's couch seating. Like you sleep in the living room.
Yeah, and I would imagine those kinds of Murphy beds are not very good beds.
Yeah. I was like, it's,
you know,
it's
if
away.
I do end up getting a Murphy bed, it's going to be a nice Murphy bed that's, you know, of nice quality. It's not going to be that.
Yeah.
Like, and that's not the hotel you said it, right? That's the other one?
That's the other one, yeah.
Probably a good call.
Yeah. And there were a few other hotels that I considered. And yeah, I think we got it pretty well, Nikki, right?
Oh, yeah.
She enjoyed it.
It was nice.
That's good. That's good.
Did you hear that YouTube came out with a kids app?
No, but that's awesome.
Yeah, it has like a whole bunch of, you know, those little science facts YouTube videos.
Uh-huh. Yep, I know exactly.
And like the learning ones. And I enjoy some of those, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
Oh, my God. Send me the link to that.
Are any of them by Bill Nye the Science Guy?
I honestly don't know.
I bet they are. I bet some of them are.
Oh, but my God.
There's actually a kids YouTube app. Like, if you search up kids YouTube
it's an entirely separate app.
Yes.
I like that because Netflix, they have, like, the kids mode.
Yeah.
But once they reach the age of, like, 6, they know how to get out of it.
Yeah.
It's not hard. So I like the idea of having a separate app that kind of changes things.
Yeah. I wonder how the kids will feel after not being able to, like, access PewDiePie and stuff.
Oh, that's an interesting point. Although I feel like any kid, well, I don't know. I feel like once they're watching PewDiePie, they probably know how to.
I suppose.
But I don't know because you're right. A lot of the really younger kids watch PewDiePie.
It's also
kids are evil.
Yeah,
they're seriously evil. Like, I go to work and I hear some of these kids say stuff. I'm like, what the fuck did you just say? Are you for real? Do you like not have parents? Do they not like watch you or anything? You don't even have like a maid or something? Jesus Christ.
A maid. Did you have a maid?
No.
I had a maid.
But my parents
she actually does
didn't
have a
let
maid.
Me watch stupid shit.
Says you. You watch some pretty stupid stuff.
I don't care.
But Beth, when we
I'm
were
an
kids,
adult.
The stupid stuff
I can make
nothing.
Choices.
There was no YouTube stupid stuff. There was just shitty TV shows.
And
there
even
was Newgrounds.
Yeah, I guess it was Newgrounds when we were kids.
Newgrounds.com.
E-Bombs World and all that.
I never understood how to access E-Bombs World at the time, and now it's like not a thing anymore.
Yeah, no, even Newgrounds. I rarely hear about Newgrounds anymore. But I remember...
It's still up.
Yeah, I'm sure it's still up. But I don't hear about it like I used to.
Yeah. That's because Flash things aren't that popular anymore.
Yeah, man. Somebody posted a Facebook status the other day. I was like, wow, you're really kind of dumb. And I thought you were really, really smart. But he's like, it's 2015 and phones are coming out that still don't fully support Flash.
Well, that's because HTML5 is a thing.
Yeah. And Flash was officially canceled by Adobe.
Yeah.
Adobe's like, you know what? We've had enough of mobile Flash. We're done with that. HTML5 because it's better.
Yeah.
And this guy was still like, yeah, but the internet's taking forever to catch up. And I'm like, okay, well, the answer isn't to keep babying them. The answer is you take it away until they fix their shit.
It's saying it's 2015 and these website creators still haven't adapted to the new stuff.
Yeah. Not to mention Flash is a pain in the ass to use.
Yeah.
Especially compared to all the new stuff. But anyway. Bah humbug. Or I guess anti-bah humbug. Whatever.
Anti-bah humbug. Oh, man. Did y'all hear about the body and the statue that they saw?
No, what, body and
I
statue?
Heard about that. I keep seeing pictures of it. I'm not sure if it's a hoax or not.
It was a Buddhist monk statue. You know, one of those typical Buddhist monk statues. And they, I'm not sure if they scanned it or opened it up or whatever.
It's an x-ray.
They x-rayed it, okay. And they found a preserved 1,000-year-old body in there of a Buddhist monk.
That's pretty awesome.
See, I'm kind of feeling skeptical about that because if it was made around him, wouldn't the sculpture be pretty realistic looking? And it's not very realistic looking.
No, because you can form a shell of sorts.
Yeah, it might have been more like a or not a coffin. What do the Egyptians get buried in?
Cask? No, not a cask.
A tomb, I guess. Wait, would the stone thing?
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Because I could
see it being
something sarcophagus. Like, sarcophagus. Thank you. I could see it being kind of like a sarcophagus where, you know, they're saying this monk has achieved Buddha.
Well,
or that's what
Nirvana.
Nirvana.
Put your hands up like this. That's exactly the way it was. Okay. Joey's sitting cross-legged with his hands up, very zen-like.
Almost like I'm showing my muscles, but without actually.
Wait, what? No, it wasn't.
It's not like
it
that?
It was sitting cross-legged with his hands in his lap. That's the way
okay,
you pray.
I'm sorry.
No,
but it's very
that's
similar.
That's the way you meditate.
Sure, it'll be a picture in the article I link, so.
It's very similar to the way you're sitting.
Yeah, but I could see that because a lot of those Buddhist monks did the, like, train or calm suicide. I don't know what to call it, where they'd like light themselves on fire and just sit there and burn to death.
What?
I honestly don't know, but that sounds like a thing.
You've never heard about that?
No.
Oh, yeah, there's all sorts of pictures about Buddhist monks that, like, achieved nirvana or something, and they would sit there, they would light themselves on fire, and they would just burn to death without moving.
Interesting.
And so I could see that becoming, being part of the, being in the sarcophagus, whatever he did.
That's...
He just stayed really calm as he was put into this coffin and preserved,
I guess. Like, almost as morbid as, like, a sky burial. Have you ever heard of that?
What's a sky burial?
A sky burial is when they, like, cut off... When you die, they cut pieces of your body off, and they put it out in this field, and, like, all these raptor birds, like vultures and eagles and stuff, they come and eat your flesh and carry you off into the sky.
That's like, morbid. That's kind of
that's
neat.
Really morbid.
Interesting.
It's neat, but it's super duper morbid. It's
I like, want to be cremated, and I want to have my ashes put in orbit. But like a decaying orbit.
I
so
I'm
slowly
what,
spread over the entire planet.
I think that's what my dad wants. He wants his ashes sent to space.
Yeah, that would be pretty neat.
So far away. Yeah, I actually, I don't know if I ever mentioned on the podcast, but I have backed a Indiegogo Kickstarter-like campaign for a smart bed mattress cover.
Smart bed? Go on.
Like, okay, you understand what a bed mattress cover is, right?
Yeah, in fact, I think I actually have one.
Yeah, like a little mattress cover, you know? Some are soft.
No, I do not have one.
Some are soft.
Are you kidding me? You don't know what a mattress cover is?
No, no, I know.
And they have those heating ones too.
Yes, I remember.
Those are dangerous though, because they can catch fire.
I have heard of that. Yes.
Mine is actually smart. It has like little like cells that heat up and stuff, and they have different zones that you can control it with.
Neat.
And you can control it with your smartphone. It also tracks your sleep and a couple other things, and it's smart home compatible. So like if you have smart locks, smart lights.
Yeah, that's what we're getting at the condo. I'm super excited.
Yeah, when you lay down in the bed, it double checks to make sure the door's locked. If it's not locked, it will lock the door.
Oh, that's
neat. Or it'll turn off the light or whatever you want.
So you can set up tasks so when you lay down to bed, do this list of shit.
Yeah, and another cool feature is like in the queen bed variant, there's two main zones to where two people can independently control the zones for heat.
Right. So like kind of like a sleep number, but
yeah.
Heated instead.
But each of those zones have their own individual zones that you can individually control. So if you want to be warm, but you want your feet warmer than your head, you can do that.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can, and it will learn.
Now, here's a question. Does it have a cooling factor?
Yes.
Sweet. Yeah. How much was the back, if you don't mind me asking?
I honestly don't know. I think it's around the realm of low 100s, maybe 120, okay. Maybe 150.
I could see me back. Do you know how much longer's on it? Because I could see me backing that, but I don't have a bed yet, so.
Indiegogo works a little bit differently, so I think it's still open.
Okay.
Yeah, it's yeah. I can definitely send you that link.
Yeah, send me the link for sure.
Or we can post it in the
thing. Yeah, I will. Yeah. I just backed another Kickstarter. Oh, I ended up backing the Exploding Kittens Kickstarter on the last day. Oh, of course. I got the Not Safe Work Edition. Did you get it as well?
I didn't.
Okay.
I find Oatmeal entertaining, but I feel like he's discovered how popular he is.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like putting that out there.
Quite possibly.
I'd like some oatmeal right now.
I'm not a really delicious. Big. I'm not really a big oatmeal.
I'm fan. Not a big oatmeal fan either. When I was a kid, I remember having oatmeal guys. And it was really, really good. But I don't think I'd like it anymore. I like grits.
I
don't like grits. Grits freak me out.
I didn't like grits when I was a kid, but then I had some really good grits, and then I really like grits now.
Gotcha. No, the texture of grits, that's like worse than potatoes and whipped cream. Grits is probably the worst.
What the fuck is wrong with?
Which
you
is weird because I really like applesauce.
I like applesauce. Ew. I don't applesauce. Like apples.
I'm like impartial apples. I feel like they're really sticky and like, yeah. And they're just not worth the effort. They're kind of like wings. A lot of the time they're just, the payoff is not worth the effort of eating them.
Oh my God. Yeah. And what was it? We figured out how many apple slices were in the McDonald's kids meal.
Yeah. After those fuckers didn't give me the right toy.
I think like four slices. Hate them. I think the four slices in the kids meal is like, a quarter of an apple.
Wow. That's funny.
Yeah. And now that I think about it, it might not even be a real apple. You know?
Might not
I don't know
be.
If they're able to compress apple shred, you know, like applesauce, essentially.
Yeah.
Like,
and then compress it into an apple slice shape.
The thing I don't understand is because we went to McDonald's on our way home and I got a Happy Meal because I wanted the fucking toy and they didn't give me the right one.
Bitches.
They gave her the newer toy.
Yeah, I'm like, she's upset about.
She was too late.
Oh, damn.
But they had conversation hearts, and they were so cute. Oh, my God.
So adorable.
Yeah, she ended up getting some SpongeBob straw holder.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? It goes over your straw. What does this do with my life? How is this helpful?
This is just a tragedy.
Yeah. But anyways, so what I've noticed is instead of, like, trying to make healthier portions, you know, like, this is like the Obama lunch program. Like, they don't want to give you better food. They want to give you smaller portions of shitty food.
Interesting.
It's like, the fry thing is like...
Yo, I've seen the fry thing. It's like six fries.
The new fry God. Thing because it's how it's hard or hard paper instead of soft paper.
Yeah. It's like...
Like, okay.
It's like...
Oh, it's more like cardboard. Ones.
Yes, yeah. Okay. It's like the bigger fry holders, but smaller.
And right. Then it's like,
it's really funny.
You only get a couple apples, and it's like,
yeah. Well, they're what the kind fuck? Of onto something. They're sort of not really.
I understand,
not really.
But well, because our food portion sizes compared to other countries' food portion sizes are like astronomically higher.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now, like, of course, small portions of really disgusting food, it's really not that helpful.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I kind of see where they're going with it. Sort of.
Well, yeah,
I believe that a small McDonald's drink is a medium in France.
Yeah.
Yes, they're weird, but yeah.
I don't know. I went to one of the biggest McDonald's in the world in Rome.
Austin tried to tell
it's
me
on
something,
your glasses.
Though.
There's something on your glasses on the
on
right
top.
Side.
There you go.
Oh. Shit, is that paint?
Yeah, it's paint. Way to go, dumbass.
I thought it was a piece of stringy cheese.
No, it was like paint. But like no,
what the fuck?
Like sharp cheddar cheese on your glasses.
Stringy cheese? Are you kidding me?
I hate stringy cheese.
I love string cheese. String cheese is nasty. Shit.
Oh, man,
you're nasty.
I was taking apart my dad's closet, and I'm guessing that got on there somehow.
Okay. Well, it's good it came off.
Yeah. It came off. It's pretty solid.
But yeah, one thing that kind of disappeared without anybody making a big fuss about it. Or if they did, we all forgot about it.
It happens.
Is you had the kids meal, the big kids meal. Remember that?
Whoa.
And then the mighty kids meal.
I vaguely remember these.
You remember the mighty kids meal?
Kinda.
Oh man,
I feel like the Mighty Kids meal had Power Rangers toys. I do
remember the bigger kids meals because it had the double cheeseburger as opposed to the single.
Yeah, it had bigger portions. Shit.
Double cheeseburger. Well,
because that's what I always got because it had the double cheeseburger.
Damn. Yeah, it had the bigger proportions, and then it also had different toys. And I would always like tell people who like if an adult was getting McDonald's, I'm like, give me a Mighty Kids meal. And they go, can I get a kids meal? It's like, no,
a Mighty Kids meal.
And you got like a Barbie toy or something. Yeah, but,
speaking of Power Rangers, did you guys see the new Power Rangers like fake trailer?
I've been seeing stuff about it. I didn't it actually watch it.
It was pretty good, except for the action. The fighting was like really bad.
Power Rangers. Are you for real? Do you watch it for the excellent fight scenes?
If you just Google Power Rangers reboot or something, no, it's not an official reboot. It's a fan-made reboot. You'll find it. It's like all over everything now.
There is a Japanese show that Power Rangers is based off of.
Yeah.
Like, if you go and look at the different Power Rangers shows, you can see, hey, this show that was made in 97 is a show that's showing in the U.S. in 2006. Except they throw a U.S. cast for the U.S. scenes.
Makes sense.
But, like, all the fight scenes, all the costumes are Japanese.
Ah, see? Gotcha. Well, Japanese fight scenes overall, maybe not necessarily with this, are better.
But, yeah, the new Power Rangers looks a lot better.
What's the new Power Rangers?
Like, it's like 2015 Power Rangers.
Oh, is that TV show still on the air?
No, like, in Japan.
Oh, okay.
It's not called Power Rangers. It's called something else.
Well, okay, whatever the Japanese equivalent of Power Rangers.
I don't know. Like, now that we've gotten better at making movies and TV shows, it's like, why wouldn't you just make Power Rangers in the States? And no. Actually not, and make real fight scenes.
I feel
not.
Like they could make a pretty strong adult-themed Power Rangers. I mean, because you got, like, you've got Arrow and all that stuff. I think the Power Rangers, you know, take out the Mighty Morphin whatever part.
And the guy in the giant monster suit. It's like, yeah, dude, just, you could actually make real monsters.
Yeah, have like a
and
five or six.
CGI.
How many Power Rangers are there?
I think isn't five. There's like five main Power Rangers, then you've got like the white one and all that kind of
right.
stuff.
Right, so whatever Power Rangers, it just have to be like one. Teenagers that were genetically modified or trained or whatever, and have them fighting crime. You could probably
Dude,
make that a good adult
what
show.
If they made like
That's
a
called
Power
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I was just going to say, what if they made a Power Ranger movie
yes,
like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Something really important. We got our hats from Kat today. And
yes.
We told her we
Well,
could
I got them. Forever ago. Oh. And,
well, they've now been delivered.
The other day.
And so I'm going to put on my hat for the rest of the
day.
And
they
no one
fit
comes
so
to visit me.
Snugly.
They're so perfectly fit. And I feel so warm, even though I'm really not cold.
I feel warm. It's
just,
like a hug.
It's like a hug.
The Lightning games because they're white and black and blue.
Yes.
Yay.
Lightning is our local hockey team.
Yes, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Except I'm a huge Blackhawks fan.
Blackhawks.
I'm only a Lightning fan because they're close.
You gotta like your home team somewhat, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, Chicago. Exactly.
Chicago.
Because that's what brings in out the outside money.
Although technically my home team's like the Panthers, but I live in Tampa, so...
Chicago.
Yeah, if I moved to Chicago, I would cheer for Chicago. And then, you know, I still kind of cheer for the Panthers, but not if they're paying against the Lightning, so...
Yeah. So,
I always forget we have two hockey teams, like...
We do? Oh, Chicago does.
No.
Tampa does?
Tampa and Florida.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like...
Do most states not have two teams?
No.
Usually states have, like, a big team.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, both the Panthers and the Lightning are pretty big.
Yeah.
So,
It's like, okay.
Fascinating. Did not know that.
Fascinating.
Super cool.
Super cool.
Wait.
Super cool.
Isn't San Antonio in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, then Texas has two as well.
Well, Texas is big.
Dallas,
Florida's also
Texas
really
is a very
long.
Large place.
Yeah, Florida's long, so that would make
there's,
sense.
Does California have two teams?
It's a good question.
Oh, wait, no.
I don't know.
Does San Antonio have a hockey team?
Nikki looks like she's having a brain blast, like Jimmy Neutron style.
Brain blast!
No, but it's like the exact opposite of... What the fuck am I saying?
Yeah, it shows the
am
little animation going to
right?
the ear, and there's nothing in there.
It's just empty. It's like, I think they did that with, who's the dumb fat
Sheen.
Kid?
No,
oh, maybe
Carl.
It was Sheen.
They did it with Sheen.
Yeah, Sheen had a brain blast, and it like went in.
It's like a little thing.
There was nothing, and there was like a peanut in the middle. Like, yeah. Hey.
But wasn't it an electrified peanut? Because he's like...
Quite possibly.
It just kept sparking, and then it became electrified.
And then it smoked.
Yeah, pretty much. God damn it.
That was intense.
Oh my god.
So did the new 3DS come out before the last podcast?
Maybe.
Majora's Mask. I may or may not have talked about it on the last podcast.
If Majora's Mask came out, then yes.
Majora's Mask came out the same day as the 3DS.
Yes, in which case we did.
Okay. Yeah, some of my coworkers got it like the day of.
Yeah.
And I was pretty jealous. Cause,
is it nice?
They're all sold out. All of them.
Yeah, well, I heard there was a pretty big complaint about that or something.
Yeah, like...
Man, I'm getting all stuffy and my voice is getting all nasally.
The, What is it? The Majora's Mask Edition was sold out within 10 minutes of pre-order.
Yeah, I remember
so
hearing
So all
that.
The pre-orders are sold out. People went to like GameStop and stuff like, hey, can I pre-order this? They're like, sorry, we're sold out of pre-orders. How the hell do you sell out of pre-orders?
Yeah, they're pre-orders specifically for the fact that you make enough devices.
And then they finally sold out of the actual normal models, like the red and black ones. So that's pretty insane.
Yeah.
But they're pretty cool because they have like NFC for amiibos and stuff.
Right. Yeah. We've talked about that a couple times.
Yeah. That's. So I'm pretty excited about that. But I saw some of my coworkers playing it.
Yeah.
And the wide angle 3D doesn't mess around.
Yeah. You could see it in 3D.
Yeah. But it's face tracking.
Okay.
So if you try to watch over someone's shoulder. And, like, you're in the same vicinity to where it tracks both your faces, it kind of, like, switches back and forth.
Interesting.
It's kind of funny because my friend pointed it at both me and my other coworker, who's, like, about 3 feet away, respectively. And I saw the screen switch back and forth between him and me.
So, like, 3D, not 3D, 3D, not 3D. Yeah. That's pretty cool, though.
It was really cool because it did work. Like, you could go
I know
at 128 degrees.
Apple filed a patent, like... 5 years ago for a 3D TV that required no glasses and was usable for multiple users.
Well, the Evo 3D had that type of display.
Evo, that was a phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was pretty intense.
Yeah, I remember that. My aunt had that.
I really liked that phone.
Was it good? I never actually saw it. I just knew she had it.
It had double cameras for 3D pictures, and then you could also view 3D movies. I really liked that.
Oh, that's cool.
Because you could purchase stereoscopic movies, and if you don't have a stereoscopic screen, you can port it over to the Evo 3D and watch it. I remember watching what's that one movie that Seth Rogen did with the green and he was a superhero? Oh,
the Green Hornet.
Green Hornet. That was like one of the first big 3D movies, like
right.
When 3D came like a normal thing or a new thing when they made the new 3D glasses.
Right, the Polaroid.
Yeah.
What if they made polarized contact lenses?
See, I think
that
the distance
weird.
Thing would be weird. Because the polarization is like a screen in front of you.
Right.
Whereas contacts, they would move with your eyes. And they could be like different angles, which would throw off the 3D, in my opinion.
Okay, I could see where that would be the case. And actually, I think really what makes them different is one's like angled up and down, one's angled left and right. And contacts being, you know, not unidirectional and can just rotate.
I suppose you could put a... what's the word for what keeps planes upright?
A ballast?
No.
That's what it's called on cruise ships or boats, I guess.
Yeah. No, it's a what accelerometer, but not the accelerometer, but the other thing. Not a pendulum, but a pendulum like accelerometer.
Yeah, like a bottom weight or something.
Yeah, I forgot what it is, but a pendulum and an accelerometer are both the same concept as this item that is running away.
From I don't know. I forget.
I'll figure it out.
Not the one bobbly thing. That, like, you see on boats and stuff.
Like on the compass?
Like, it looks like it's almost like a snow globe, but it's got, like, a little, like, compass thing in it.
Yeah, like that's just a compass.
Well, she's talking about the thing that would be at the bottom that keeps it always up. Because, like, when the boat rocks, the compass always stays
Yes,
up.
Essentially that.
Like, remember the dinosaur book with the googly eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Same thing. Whatever's at the bottom, it has a name, and that's... That's the thing we're talking about. Anyway,
I'll randomly remember.
Whatever.
It.
Yeah.
So I think I've said this like maybe 3 times now about Grand Theft Auto heist
is allegedly coming out March 10th.
13th.
13th.
14th.
14th.
Wait. 10th. Yes, it 10th. Is 10th.
Oh,
sometime in March.
Sometime in March.
It is March 10th, but the PC release has been delayed again.
It was delayed again since the last time you said on the podcast that it was delayed. It has been delayed a second time.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus. Which, it's, you know, I'm fine with, but you know what? God damn it. Say it's coming out in 6 months and then like be like, surprise, we finished early.
Have you played the Red Dead game?
I played like 10 minutes of it.
Okay, well, it's coming out for PC on the same day that Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out.
Red Dead Redemption's coming out on PC?
Yes.
I'm so excited. It's, now I'm kind of upset I bought Red Dead Redemption on the 360, but whatever.
Yeah, it's scheduled for April 14th, and I really enjoyed that game.
I heard really good things about it, but I was like trying to play it and watch the story, but I was playing with my friend Chris, and he kept talking. I was like, God damn it, Chris.
I highly recommend you play the story.
Yeah.
It'll take a few days, maybe a few weeks, maybe a month.
At the rate I play, it'll probably take 3.5 years. But yeah.
It's worth it. I don't want to give any spoilers.
Good,
so
good, good. I like
it. It's worth it.
We should. Have a video game party. Bring a TV and an Xbox to where? My house. We'll sit and play games.
We can do that.
That sounds so excellent. Low? I don't fucking know. Yeah, there's something wrong with this stupid mic thing.
And just twist the little knobby thing. There we go.
Yeah, that should be a thing. Let's do it.
It was like it was aiming we'll at boobs. We'll make
pizza. Yeah. My boobs are talking.
They're talking.
These boobs are made for talking.
There's a slight chance of rain.
What?
What?
I just recently saw Mean Girls, so that's in the movie. I'm also living Mean Girls at this other school, so there's that too.
I saw Mean Girls 2 the other day.
I've never seen Mean Girls 2.
It wasn't as good as Mean Girls 1, but it was okay.
No, I was talking about the girl. She's like, I have like ESPN or something.
Oh, yeah, ESPN.
Like, oh, yeah.
My boobs know when it's already raining.
Man, Austin is making some.
Yeah, goddamn. Stop it.
I got a new trumpet today, guys.
I see that. We haven't even had cheese at Applebee's yet.
No. Oh, we had ice cream at work today. That's right.
Oh, there you go. Jesus.
My
man, for somebody who's lactose intolerant, I don't think there's ever been a day we've been together where you haven't had lactose of some kind.
It's so good.
I think you need to like lay off the lactose. I mean, this motherfucker,
every time we go to Applebee's, orders mozzarella sticks. It's not like he gets something
like, it's not like it's fried cheese
and it happens to have cheese on it. He gets something that is specifically
mozzarella sticks.
Cheese.
They're so good.
They're really good, though. No, I have been so craving simmy. Churros. Like, I had to play Hangman at work, and I'm just like, churros. Applebee's.
You know you're having strong pregnancy cravings when you're playing Hangman with the names of the foods.
I couldn't think of anything. I'm like, you know what? This is what I'm eating for dinner, and it's not going to be a mudslide this time.
Yeah, that would be bad to play with the kids. Mudslide. What's that? Is that like an avalanche?
This is what happens because you are all shit.
I have to suffer from mudslides.
I have to suffer.
That's what happens when I eat too much lactose.
Ew. You are so gross.
That was gross.
We'll just edit that
That's
out.
That's okay. Nah. We're a raw podcast here. No censoring.
We've gotten a lot worse than that.
Yeah, we have. Much worse.
The one that we just went downhill so fast?
I think that was last one.
It was last podcast.
No, it was
a
couple before that.
Oh, something about abortions. I can't remember. No, the last one was gay cancer Islam people. And Austin made a really bad comment. It was like, all right, well, we'll cut that section out.
Yeah.
And then I saw the paper towel roll in half.
Yeah, you saw the paper towel roll in half. That was really annoying.
I just kept
doing it. Like, we're going on with the podcast and whatnot. And you're just, like, sawing away. God damn it.
I couldn't help it. I had to.
How'd you have my knife anyways?
No, it was my Swiss Army knife.
It was your
Swiss Army. Well, not that it's a shitty Swiss Army knife. It's aged, and so it's...
It's just a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
That saw was shitty. I'll vouch for that. The saw sucked.
Oh, man. jumping back at that Grand Theft Auto thing. So, apparently all the online players for the PC will be freaking rich. Of course, everyone's going to be rich, so it's going to be pointless.
Yeah.
Because along with their delay announcement, they also said anyone who has pre-ordered the game whenever ago.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot you could pre-order that forever ago.
Gets an additional $200,000 in-game cash for online. Now, just for reference, when I purchased Grand Theft Auto 5 for the Xbox One, when I already had it for the 360, I got 500,000 online and on the story. each.
Right, okay.
So they're just like, you know, tossing in an extra, like, here, sorry.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we're just going to bribe you with free in-game stuff, which I guess is better than nothing.
I suppose. There's actually a value to it because they have what's called bull shark cards or shark cards,
uh-huh.
which are credit cards. But you go onto the online store. I'm going to wiggle this. Sorry.
Well, what are you wiggling for?
I was wiggling it so it won't go off.
Oh, I actually turned on the caffeine thing. But thank you, sir. Okay. Thank you for thinking about the podcast. Oh, but you know something I should check is to make sure the battery isn't dying.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Continue with the podcast as I told you to.
Okay, so, no, these cards are like prepaid cards that you can actually go, I'll just use Xbox for an example. You go to the Xbox Marketplace, say, hey, I want $100,000 in-game cash. Okay, that's going to cost you $3. Or you can get like $25 million for like, $20.
Shibillion. You know?
Right.
So, yeah, you can be pretty set and buy a house, but you're spending $20 of your real cash on top of a game you already bought.
Yeah, I have such mixed feelings about that.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's kind of okay because you can get the... You can get that currency in-game.
Yeah, you can gratify yourself quicker.
But in the same respect, I did pay $60 for the game. However, I must say, I don't feel like I was... Well, yes, no. Don't feel like I was cheated by Grand Theft Auto because it was a very... You know, big universe and everything. Yeah. However, at the same point, it was kind of not exactly finished, obviously, with Heist now coming out, you know, what, almost a year after it originally came out?
At this point, I don't even care, because you need a whole bunch of friends to play.
And all your friends are done.
Yeah, all of my Destiny raid crew screwed me over.
Right.
I should also note, I'm understanding it right now, I can hear the way I talk now.
Yeah, you're right more now. Aware of it with the podcast.
Yeah. It must be the way we're sitting or something, because my voice sounds different right now than it does when I'm at work.
Yeah.
I don't notice it.
You start to become more aware of how you sound all the time, especially when you start editing podcasts. You like become really aware of how you sound all the time.
Yeah.
And it can be annoying.
I sound like a 10-year-old boy. I also apparently don't look a day over 13. Said the lady at the liquor store yesterday. I'm like,
you don't look a day over 13.
I hate you.
Oh, yeah. Well, the lady at McDonald's sure thought you were cute.
Yeah. Ooh,
was Nikki hit on by a lesbian?
Oh, my God. That was so weird.
It was this old lady who was obviously, you know, very popular in the nether regions when she was younger and still wants to be popular, still lives on that.
How was she obviously popular in the nether regions?
The way she presented herself and wore clothes and stuff, and it was like a rinky-dink town, you know, in the middle of nowhere. I see. And she called everyone babe or something like that.
Yeah, no, first she commented...
She could be like your grandmother, you know?
She commented on my wallet, which is pretty awesome. She's like, I like your wallet.
It's a what wallet?
It's a Monopoly.
She's one of those...
$500 in Monopoly.
Yeah, she has a female clasp wallet, one of those big ones. Mm-hmm. That are like this is bigger than an old Game Boy.
And, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
and I'm explaining for the podcast, Nikki.
Yeah,
and it's sparkly and stuff, and it's a $500 Monopoly.
It's glitter. My favorite color is.
Anyways,
glitter.
Nikki pulled
favorite
it out.
Favorite color is glitter.
Nikki pulled it out for McDonald's, and the lady complimented her for it.
I'm just like, oh, thanks. Yeah.
And then later, Nikki was wearing some makeup because we went to Daytona 500.
Right.
And
I know it's scary, right? Are you actually wearing makeup?
Yeah, I think I saw on your Snapchat you're wearing makeup. So. This is weird.
But the lady was like,
weird.
Brown eyeliner. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, wear Brian eyeliner next time. He'll enjoy it. It's like, what the?
Whoa, that's weird.
I didn't hear that part. I just heard the brown eyeliner. I'm like, what the fuck?
She's like, brown eyeliner next
time.
She
just said brown eyeliner. I'm like,
that's not even a complete sentence.
It doesn't even have context. What are you saying?
You're wearing brown eyeliner? Are you wearing brown eyeliner?
Should you wear brown eyeliner?
I don't know.
You should never wear brown eyeliner. It's like, what the fuck are you trying to do?
I have a brown eyeliner tube stuck up my butt.
I drew on my cat with brown eyeliner.
It could be anything. Does food taste like brown eyeliner? I mean,
as opposed to blue eyeliner taste?
Dude, those colors.
There's a difference.
They change flavors.
Have you tasted it?
Nikki's versed in the universe of
eyeliner.
Anyway, have you heard of the site sendglittertoyourenemies.com?
I want someone to hate me so much they send me glitter.
For like $10, you can ship a envelope full of glitter to your enemy. And, like, it comes with a nice letter that explains that you've done something so shitty to a person that they anonymously sent you glitter. But the way it's packaged is just, like, free glitter in the envelope. So when you rip open the envelope, glitter just goes everywhere.
Oh, my God. I would be so happy. I'm like, I made you so angry you sent me glitter. Oh, my God. I love glitter.
Yeah. It's pretty phenomenal.
Like, I'm the exact opposite of everyone. Like, I love glitter so much. Like, if someone sent me an envelope of glitter and told me that I was their enemy, I'd just be like, why am I your enemy? You know I love glitter. Why would you do this? If you wanted to freak me out, send me a
I wish I had like an enemy I really hated that much, but I don't.
So essentially, you know, if you hate someone so much, you can spend money so you can send them little tiny shards of glass.
Yeah, or plastic.
Or plastic sometimes.
Or you could make someone say
that will stick around forever. They'll always be finding glitter wherever they open that envelope.
And you can't vacuum it up.
Oh my god. It's in glitter.
The
carpet.
Yeah, you are forever having glitter all
no,
over the
but
place.
It's like those big pieces of glitter. It's like, if you put the fine glitter in there, you're never getting that out.
That's the fine glitter.
It is the fine glitter?
No, it wasn't. It was like bigger pieces of glitter.
Oh, so you know what he was talking about.
Yeah, glitter. I've seen it. Oh my god. I'd be so overjoyed if someone sent me like a box full of glitter.
Yeah, that would be even worse than like...
I've seen that where like the box explodes with glitter.
Yeah, because it's just the slightest gust of wind and a box full of glitter, you're fucked.
Oh my god, I'd cry. I'd be so happy.
What's the timestamp at?
41:55.
Okay.
So my birthday's coming up. You can send me a box of glitter.
Hate mail.
Okay.
You can send me hate mail.
I'll get you that for your birthday.
Haters can hate, and I will play in my glitter.
Do you remember when chainmail was a thing? When it was a scary thing?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Do you know what chainmail is?
If you don't forward this, your mom's going to die.
Oh, I'm thinking like military armor chainmail.
Oh, I'm sorry. But, my mind was on mail.
Yeah, like email chainmail.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, that's chainmail. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, chain was such a mean word back then when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, chains.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, man, this is binding.
Chains on the
brain. And my parents made such a big deal about chainmail and stuff. Like, don't open that. That's chainmail. It's like,
okay,
like, calm down.
Like, just don't forward it. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, and
they've now just become forwards from grandma.
But then your mom dies. Come on, or like, you're
I still have yet
go
to be
bankrupt.
Killed. You know, I was gonna say I've yet to be killed by the girl under my sheets. However, all my future relationships have not been successful. So maybe I should have forwarded those things in middle school.
You should have.
Maybe I wouldn't be so alone.
Yeah. Way to go. You fucked up.
I did. What a disaster.
Can I fix your little black thing up there?
What's wrong with it?
Your sound thing? Because it's not put on there correctly.
Well, we're just going to sell the house instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you want to hang them at the new house in ways that you feel...
I didn't know if you wanted to hang them at the new house. I was just suggesting.
I feel like you could do a much better job hanging them than I can.
I have a staple gun.
Staple gun? Are we going to staple it to the wall?
No, you staple it to the canvas, stupid.
Oh, you're saying like you feel like the fabric isn't...
Yeah, it's not on there correctly.
Oh, man, yeah, if you could help with that, make that prettier, by all means, you're welcome to that. We did a real classy, shitty job with that.
I am like the DIY queen.
Yeah, I'm
except
dumb, ignorant Yorkie.
Did you just call me a dumb, ignorant Yorkie?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Are you calling me a Yorkie?
See, she's so dumb she didn't understand what I said.
You just called me a Yorkie.
Yeah. A dumb, ignorant Yorkie.
Was that like a short joke? Fuck you.
It was actually supposed to be Yankee, but Yorkie came to my mind first.
Dumb, ignorant Yankee. Because you're from up north.
Yankees are up north, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
New York Yankees.
I was trying to... Well, the New York Yankees practice down here, so it's
that's
like
true,
that doesn't help.
So I know Jan Platt, who apparently is a big deal in Tampa. Like, Platt Street is named after Jan Platt, as is the Jan Platt Library.
Who is that?
Ooh.
I don't really know. I fix her printer once a month.
Hmm.
Well, interesting.
She really just runs out of ink, but she gives it an honest effort to try to put the ink in. But one time she put the color in the black section and the black in the color section. So that's unintentionally racist. That was actually what happened in the printer.
But isn't the black in the color section the same thing? No. Racial-wise?
Oh, racial-wise. Well, now it is. Maybe not when she was growing up. And,
yeah, it was. Especially when she was growing up.
You're saying it was the same place? No, I'm saying they were segregated.
I know, black and colored are the same thing.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It would be white and colored. Anyway.
Let's just move on.
She messed them up, the printers, and then... Or, like, this last time, she replaced only the color ink, and, like, no black was printing. She could only print color. It's just like, I don't understand. It's like, oh, you're just out of black color ink. That's all. Just replace the black one.
See, when in tech support, I have to watch out for that kind of stuff, because I'm afraid that if I say, oh, yeah, it's this simple fix, they'll be, like, they'd be offended.
Nah, she kind of understands. She doesn't really get computers.
Like, there was this one lady who, she was talking about, like, something was wrong and stuff, and I said, oh, I could teach you how to do it now, but internally I was thinking, but I don't want to, that's someone else's job.
Right.
But I said, but I don't want to overwhelm you. And she says, well, I'm not easily overwhelmed. And I'm like, chill out, lady.
Bitch.
Yeah.
I'll fight her.
I see where the line was, like, pseudo-crossed, but at the same regards, it's like, clearly you're overwhelmed. Shut the fuck up.
You are overwhelmed, ma'am. Please stop.
But I didn't say I don't want to overwhelm you. I said I just don't want to overwhelm you with it. Like, you know, I was just a passing thing.
Right, not like...
But she focused on, like, overwhelmed, not me.
Right.
I was like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah. I definitely understand what you mean. And, yeah, people tend to overreact. But she's good. She understands.
Yeah. And not to focus on job-related things, but I just want to reach out to with this story. Because this one was funny. It's really quick and really simple.
Go for it. Love tech support stories.
Someone called and said, we have an app that supports our service that we make.
Uh-huh.
And it's compatible on most smartphones except Windows phones. But, yeah.
Sorry, continue.
But this lady called and she's like, yeah, the app just disappeared from the tablet. And I'm like, well, did he uninstall it? And she goes, no, he said he was using it and it just disappeared. I said, well, all right. And
I hate how many times an app icon disappears and they're like, I don't know what happened. It deleted itself. God damn it. No, it didn't. You deleted it. Maybe you didn't realize, but shut the fuck up. Sorry, so, continue.
Stop talking.
So I just told her, could you go to the App Store? And she goes, App Store? I said, yes, the App Store. And she goes, where's that? And I said, well, if you click all apps, she goes, I don't see all apps. I said, look at the bottom. She was using some Brew device sold by Verizon.
Brew device?
Like one of their typical, like, those plain tablets that aren't named brand.
Oh.
And sold by Verizon.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about, but I believe you that they
exist.
Verizon's
like, hey, you can have one of our special Verizon tablets if you sign up for this of an account. So they're like, oh, free stuff? Yay.
Yay!
And then they don't realize it's a piece of crap.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like a $50 tablet kind of thing.
Right.
And loaded with Verizon bloatware. Anyways, it's a fact. I'm not trying to bash on Verizon, but it's a fact.
I'm totally trying to bash on Verizon. Fuck Verizon, and all their bloatware. Sorry, continue.
So, yeah. So that tablet, she was saying, yeah, I couldn't find the App Store. And I'm like, all right, look for the Apps button. And she looks, finally discovers the Apps button. I'm like, all right, look for the App Store. And she goes, I can't find it. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Play Store. Play Store. Okay. She looks through it and finally finds it. I'm like, all right, now look for the search bar up top. Search bar.
I'm what like, is search bar?
I'm like the magnifying glass on the top right. Oh, what do you want me to do with it? Could you tap it with my finger? Yes.
No, with your penis. I don't have a penis. Well, go find one and use it.
So, so yeah, I finally taught her how to open up the search icon and search. I just type in M as in Mary. All right. What shows up? Nothing shows up. I'm like, all right, did you press enter? What's enter? Oh, okay, and I finally went around to that. And then I was like, all right, search for this app and then just tell me if it shows up. And she goes, yeah, the app shows up. I'm like, what does it say? Does it say installed or open? And she goes, it says install. Does that mean it's installed? I'm like, no. Could you click that? And she goes, yes. All right. It says it's installing now. I'm like, all right. Apparently someone uninstalled it at some point.
Yeah. Well,
that was the fix.
Again, it happens all the time, but they're just so adamant that they didn't delete it.
Uh-huh.
It's still there. It's like, no, just it's not that big of a deal. You can't reinstall it.
Yeah. But they don't want to be wrong.
Yeah. They feel like they're going to get in trouble because it They accidentally deleted it. It's like, it's not a, it's a minor. Get the fuck over it.
The app police are going to come.
Yeah, the app police are going to come and arrest you is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Or
true story. And this my cousin got arrested by the app police.
Oh, yeah.
Because he uninstalled something.
Oh, wow. That's a real tragedy.
Yeah, he's
that's what he gets for jailbreaking first, too. Because, you know, the NSA can get in and see what you uninstall. Yeah.
Big brother's always watching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And little sister, too.
I have a big brother and a little sister.
I have a little sister. I hate her.
I have a younger sister.
Hi, Kelsey.
Pain in the ass.
Hi,
Jillian.
No, but my experiences with this is typically either, yeah, there's a simple problem, there's a really big problem, or there's no problem, the coworker is just being very lazy and he's lying.
Not the coworker or the customer?
The customer's coworker, sorry.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Like someone just being lazy and saying, well, I don't know what's going on with it. It must be malfunctioning. But really, they're like unplugging the device or something.
Yeah, for what it's worth, I've probably done that before, too. It's like,
I can completely understand that. And that's relative.
But I'm not calling tech support. I'm saying I'm calling tech support. I'm not actually calling tech support.
Well, the issue is that person says nothing's wrong with it, I suppose, or something must be wrong with it. And then the person that you're saying something must be wrong, the supervisor calls their tech support.
In my scenarios, I'm the supervisor, so I say, it's another problem. I'll have to get to tech support, and then I just, when I'm not being lazy, I figure it out.
Yeah,
but thankfully nobody else calls tech support for me, so
okay,
works out pretty well for me.
I am tech support, so I can't say I'm going to call tech support. I can say I'm speaking with development, but then those customers will call back and speak to someone else. Says I was told I was speaking to development later. It's like, ooh.
yeah, I can see where that could be a problem. Thankfully, I'm like a one-man show in my department, so I have those luxuries.
No, I do like my job, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's a very nice job.
Yeah, from everything you say about your job sounds pretty awesome. But I'm pretty happy with my jobs, too. It's pretty nice.
Well, aren't you guys lucky?
Sorry, Nikki. We love you, though, so that's okay.
Yeah, for the first time in a really, really long time.
And forever?
Yes, possibly for the first time in forever, I want to factory reset my phone.
Really?
Yes. I haven't done that since I rooted my S3, actually.
Okay.
Actually, I haven't even factory reset my S3. My Evo 3D.
Wow, okay.
That was my last factory reset, and that was like 5 years
ago. Bringing it all full circle here.
Yeah. So, I need to factory reset my phone because I updated to Lollipop, and some things just aren't working right.
Right, right.
Facebook is using like 130% of its usual usage.
My friend with the Nexus 5, you know, the pure Android Google phone.
Yeah.
She is now on her fourth Nexus 5. This is the third one that she got replaced because of Lollipop.
Wow.
She had KitKat, said it was a fantastic phone. She loved it. Upgraded to Lollipop, was super, super buggy. She called them. They said they cannot tell her how to restore it to KitKat, but they'll send her a new device. So she did that, got a new device. Kept KitKat for a while. Said she wasn't going to upgrade to Lollipop, but her warranty was almost up. So she's like, well, I want to upgrade to Lollipop because maybe it was just the last phone that was fucked up. And I want to make sure I do it before my warranty expires in case, you know. And so she did it again to Lollipop. So this is now the second brand new phone that she upgraded to Lollipop. Still same really super bugginess. And she just like a week ago got her third Nexus phone for this, and Nexus 5, and is now keeping it at KitKat because Lollipop fucked up that many times for her.
It's actually not that hard to go to downgrade.
No, it's not.
It's just Google doesn't want that liability.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's completely understandable.
Yeah, and especially the Nexus. The Nexus is actually really easy to downgrade, but... And again, I can understand also why she would want to... If they're going to replace it, I'd want to have them replace it too.
Oh, absolutely, you know? Yeah.
So... Anyway, yeah, that was kind of ridiculous. So that doesn't completely surprise me that you're having buggy trouble.
Well, it's not even that, but like the biggest issue, which isn't really that big of an issue, is I constantly get an update that says contacts have stopped working.
Hmm.
Okay, whatever. And this is actually more of a network issue, but Hangouts isn't working.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm not getting stuff on time. But that's unrelated.
No, everything that I expect to work on my phone works. There's a couple of like features like the silent mode and stuff. That doesn't work exactly how I want them to.
Okay.
But I wouldn't necessarily call it buggy as much as your shitty design.
Yeah. And of course, we got to keep in mind that this is the first iteration of Lollipop.
Also true.
So, you know, they're going to
I'm hoping improve on Google I.O. is soon, and I'm hoping they're going to, like, actually finish Lollipop.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like Lollipop is exceptionally unfinished. Like, this one thing, for example, is the, like, don't interrupt mode, which is, they make it seem different from silent mode.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just silent mode.
I think you can turn on and off different features on don't interrupt.
Because they have priority mode, which I think is what you're talking about, where you can do that. And then they have, like, dead mode or whatever. I don't forget what they call it, which is supposed to mute everything. And sound-wise, it does, but I still get notifications.
Interesting.
Or more specifically, I get interruptions, which is, like, the little notification at the top. That's what I want to turn off when I'm in, like, no interruption mode. Because I'm, like...
if you're watching a movie.
Exactly. Or watching a movie. Or there's something I was watching. It's like, I want to put it on silent mode for 2 minutes. Can I do that? Yeah. And I still got the notifications, and I didn't want that.
Huh.
I'd love to be able to pull down from the notification bar and check them, but I don't want the interruption coming up covering up my screen.
Uh-huh.
Or the sound. And it, like, only did half of what I wanted. So, but that's that. Anyway, Nikki seems tired. I'm kind of hungry.
You should grow out little hairs right here and just...
Oh my gosh.
I know. Like, I've got the rabbi beard going on now.
You got the rabbi beard going on, and it's like.
I meant to shave today, but I've been busy packing all day. So.
Can I get you little brown hair extensions?
No, absolutely not. Maybe for a short. Maybe we'll do that for a video where I'll be back by Joey.
You can get like the SpongeBob kind that look like air fresheners.
Yes. Well, you know, as an ordained minister, maybe we can do a video where I marry people and I have the stupid sideburn.
Do it.
Oh yeah, you are an ordained minister.
I am an ordained minister.
Are you?
I am.
Really? Can I be a queen?
You're going to marry me and Nikki, by the way.
I am so down for that. I will wear whatever goofy outfit you want
you
me
will
to
be
wear.
Now rabbi.
I don't have to choose a best man.
That could be both. I would now like to bring the best man to the front of the stage.
I'm here.
All right, I'm already here. This is good. And I am now going to marry the bride and groom.
Oh, man, that's great. So,
yeah. Anyway, we'll figure that out whenever that happens.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, and like I said, I'll wear whatever goofy. If you want me to marry you as Spider-Man, I will marry you as Spider-Man.
Do it! Oh, my God.
That'd be pretty crazy.
But you have to be wearing a suit. Like, you have to be
Spider-Man
dressed up as Spider-Man, but you have to wear a suit.
Or
just a tie.
Or in a minister suit.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Minister suit.
I'd actually kill to see someone dressed up as Deadpool in a minister suit and marrying somebody.
I could do that as well.
I would die. That would be hilarious.
Deadpool's on my list of cosplays I'd like to do, so I could totally do a Deadpool minister suits.
I've still got to do my Zenpool minister. I still got to do my Zenpool
suit.
Can
we just do a cosplay wedding? Because I will totally
And then...
I will make an Elsa wedding dress.
Yeah, but then that'd be like Elsa and Aiden Pierce getting married. Not us.
What's wrong with Elsa and Aiden Pierce getting married?
Well, Aiden Pierce isn't very good at keeping his family safe.
Okay, alright.
Elsa isn't either.
Also true. Good point. Did you see that picture of Mewtwo and Elsa being the same person?
No.
Like, okay.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Being born with powers they don't know how to control, running away to an island to feel safe, or like running away to feel safe, causing a really bad storm, people coming to your place of runaway to fight, you accidentally freeze the person trying to teach everybody a good lesson, and then you come
you
to
save
term
with
your powers. With
love.
And then you save them with love.
Oh my God.
And it's like, wow, that's Mewtwo is also.
That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal.
I just kind of want to draw Elsa with a Mewtwo now.
Elsa wasn't biologically engineered.
Yeah.
True.
It's true.
True.
No, technically she was biologically engineered. She just wasn't...
By her mom's vagina.
Yeah. By her mom's internal 3D printer.
But both of them, like they said, you know, it's not the circumstances of one's birth. It doesn't matter how they were born. The fact is they were born with special powers that they couldn't control.
That you're special.
I thought you were going to like pull up a... quote.
I was trying to pull up the quote, but I couldn't remember the whole quote, so I kind
of
segued.
It's like not circumstances of the birth, but what they
what you do with life. Yeah, it was it was like a half-assed reference.
Speaking of that English vagina, have you seen Vikings yet?
No.
English vagina?
English vagina.
There's a part where there's like this English princess or whatever, and she's like, I will give you riches far more than jewels and money. It's like, she's gonna give you that English vagina! and the Vikings are like,
English
okay.
I ordered
it's
my
in the new
first parts for my Dead Mouse helmet.
You're making a Dead Mouse helmet?
I'm making two Dead Mouse helmets.
Dead Mouse and Deadpool.
No correlation.
Lots of dead stuff.
Well, it's and I don't mean to be insulting to you on this. It's just a very popular cosplay.
Dead Mouse?
Yes, it is. Deadpool.
But the thing I like about Dead Mouse is there's lots of variations on Dead Mouse. You don't have to, you know, Deadpool's all more or less similar.
Yeah.
But Dead Mouse, it's kind of like you're making a circle with ears and then you can do whatever the fuck you want with it.
Yeah.
So that's why I like Dead Mouse. Plus there's a lot of like electric wiring stuff I can do with it that I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, that's cool.
I just want to make my Elsa dress.
Elsa dress.
There that's what I want to do. But I also want to make a desk and an ottoman.
Anna Faith was at the Daytona 500.
Yeah?
She was.
I don't give a shit. I'll fight a bitch.
Could you reiterate?
I'll fight a bitch and devour her power.
Oh, Anna Faith is this beautiful, beautiful human being who lives in Daytona. Who is like a perfect cosplay, or Elsa cosplay. Like, just like her. Looks just like her.
Is she famous for anything else?
No.
Okay, because that name rings a bell.
I've talked about her several times before.
Well, it sounds like
she would be my waifu.
Yeah, it sounds like a famous person.
Yeah, well, and her boyfriend, motherfucker, goes to my sister's school.
Anna Nicole Faith is a famous person.
Oh, I don't think that's the same person.
I don't know.
But her boyfriend goes to the same school my sister does. So, like, whenever I go to like football games and stuff, I'm always looking for Anna Faith. I'm like, hey, I know you. You're Instagram famous because you look like Elsa. Can I take a picture? Yeah. Anyway.
Just wait. I'm going to make my Elsa costume and I'm going to actually be Elsa. And you're going to be like, damn, shit.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, didn't she kill herself or something?
I don't know.
I think she overdosed.
Anyways, so let's go get churros.
Okay, let's get churros.
Why churros?
Because they're delicious. Fuck you.
My friend was actually talking about churros at work. He was like,
because they're great.
He said something along the lines of, I've never had a churro before, but I think it would taste good with milk.
They do.
He's not wrong. It's almost like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You have that like cinnamony milk. You know, they should sell cinnamon milk. Like, you have chocolate milk. I feel like cinnamon milk would do well.
Cinnamon milk is something you get after you know finish what you're doing.
That's what they make rum chata. Yeah. That's what rum chata is. Cinnamon milk.
With
alcohol.
No, that's rum chata and Fireball. That's what you get.
No, rum chata's got like that cinnamon taste.
Rum chata is gross.
Shut up.
I like it. I can drink like one cup.
Oh my god, I can drink the entire bottle.
I took a shot of it and I almost puked. I was like, ugh. Yeah, it's like I just took a shot of semen.
Yeah, but you hate everything.
It looks like it too.
Now that you said that. You look
like semen.
I look like semen?
Yeah. Like, you look like evolved semen.
Okay, all right.
Like I'm in the Navy.
Closing thought for podcast 61. I'm Joey.
I'm Austin.
God damn it. You're supposed to say I'm Nikki. And then we were going to say he's evolved semen. You fucked it up. That's okay. It's okay.
Remember, she is a...
do it. Not do it yourself.
Dumb, ignorant Yorkie.
Dumb, ignorant Yorkie. Yankee. Dumb Yorkie.
Yankee Yorkie.
Yankee Yorkie.
Bark.
Ribbit.